98.3 The Coast, the best mix and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East. I'm happy to be joined by members of the area community who are proud supporters of Junior Achievement, and they include Nicole Burnett, the program manager, Jody Kitchell, who's a JA Board of Directors chair, and Linda Tinsley, the area director. And I want to start with Nicole. Tell us a bit about Junior Achievement, because I don't know that too many people really understand the immense facet of things that JA touches in a community.
Sure. So the goal of Junior Achievement is to inspire and prepare young people to succeed in a global economy. The K through 12th grade education program uses volunteers to help students learn life lessons that they will take beyond the classroom by providing relevant curriculum that gives students life skills such as budgeting, interview skills, career placement, and how to turn creative ideas into profitable businesses. This year, in response to COVID-19, we have two new virtual delivery options, which educators can choose from to best serve the needs of their students.
And tell me, how does Junior Achievement connect communities? Jody, if you could answer that for us.
Well, Junior Achievement is really amazing when it comes to connecting communities, because you have our educators who are connecting with the volunteers, whether that be something that's virtual or potentially as we move through COVID and we reintroduce in-person volunteers, though they're becoming connected and working together to educate our students. So then our volunteers are becoming connected with our students, and the volunteers are from local businesses, entrepreneurs, and then they're educating the students through their knowledge and through their experience, along with the curriculum that JA has provided. So it's this beautiful circle of everyone working together. And then those students, you know, as they move through grade school and on to college, hopefully, you know, they move back to our communities and they have this beautiful foundation and these connections that they've built along the way.
And how can people in the community support Junior Achievement? Linda, if you could tell us a bit about that.
Sure. We get support from the volunteering that Jody just discussed, and also through revenue generation. So if people would like to volunteer, they can participate by helping teach in the classroom or that being that virtual this year. They can also help us plan fun fundraising events. We have an event coming up probably late winter of 2021 called Play for JA, which will be a bowling and trivia event. And then they can also apply to be part of our board of directors. And then revenue generation comes from individual donors, corporate partnerships, grants, and then also if people can attend our events and help us with that fundraising. And if they'd like more information, they can contact us on juniorachievement.org and look under the Community Serve tab, or go to our Facebook page at JA Serving Berrien and Cass.
All right, Linda and Nicole and Jody, I really appreciate your time this morning to educate the community about Junior Achievement, and hopefully folks will take you up on the offer to visit juniorachievement.org and get more information.